changes on screen, the living audio dimension of that version becomes available. This station will now
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cameron and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your dirty little ear holes.
Yes, we are.
I gotta apologize. I just got up from a nap, a little prepper nap, mm-hmm. little survival nap.
It's 8:30 p.m. and Kobe just got up from a nap. Yeah,
it's been one of those days.
One of those few days where you actually can take naps.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. you gotta go for it.
So anyways, but I'm here and I'm ready to roll. And what are we doing? What are we doing today, Cameron?
We're gonna talk about, let's say this is the first time you've listened to us. You're like, I'm gonna try them out.
Yeah.
So
it's a perfect episode.
Yeah. It's the beginning of, what is it, the 10 tips for beginning preppers.
For beginning. So if you're just starting out, and you know what? It's not even just for beginners, because this is all good stuff
it
for everybody.
It is really good. Like, going over everything, I'm like, dang, I ain't doing that very good.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, dang.
So.
Just a bunch of oh, dang it.
Oh, dang. Dang. Yeah. But yeah, you got to go over the basics all the time of mm-hmm. what to do, and we're going to tell you what to do and why.
Yeah. And we have some survival boxes today. We got a big old box from them today.
Bunch of them.
All these boxes. So, man, we love our survival boxes.
We do.
But we also love...
Atakapa.
Yes, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And guys, June is by far their absolute biggest box they've ever had.
Junio.
This is insane. So look, highest box value ever. Ever.
That's crazy.
I'm saying ever. Yeah. They've never
Which
had a box.
Is super surprising.
Do you want to know?
They've had some great stuff.
Yeah, their boxes are $49.95 or $49.99, right?
$96 or something.
Yeah. So, and then you get 10% off with our code if it's your first one. The value of this box is $205.
Jeez.
Good gracious.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah, so that's insane. They teamed up with American-made defense manufacturer. This is a game changer. It will take your AR-15 to, well, you're at this level. It's going to take it to the next one.
The Perfect next time level. To jump in.
Yeah. So make sure you are signed up before the end of May.
You're going to get spoiled.
Because you're going to get some freaking good stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, so.
Do it.
I know. I'm
excited.
If you
haven't done it, you're dumb.
I know. You are stupid.
Listener, reviews starts now.
Now that it's on a positive note.
Yeah, exactly.
You're all dumb. Listen to this.
It is. Okay, so this is a 5-star review from
Adam.
This is from, this is actually from Kindle, I believe.
This is by Adam.
From the Amazon. Yeah, this is by Adam. Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
He says, Modern Man Survival! Exclamation point. He says, if I could give these guys 6 stars, I would. Before I heard the Casual Preppers, I was just a confused modern man getting all my survival tips from the New York Times.
A little crossover here.
Yeah, do some crossover with Basement Nation. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night wondering if I would need a shoehorn in the apocalypse, trying to remember my wife's shoe size, and worrying that I'd forgotten to charge our devices. I forgot about all that crap. After reading this book and listening to the podcast, I worried no more because I had all the information and water skills required to stay survived through nuclear winter, zombie Armageddon, earthquake gains, sharknadoes, and ice catastrophes. Nowadays, I know I can scavenge a shoehorn if I need one. My wife only wears footwear that comes with battle box, and if her device isn't charged, I just tear it a hand crank it. Thanks, Cam and Kobe.
Oh, that was beautifully written.
That was absolutely like...
Adam, amazing.
Yeah, guys, this is exactly what we're looking for. And if you guys want to be part of this, go to iTunes, go to Facebook, go to the Kindle book on Amazon. Leave us a 5-star review and make it awesome.
Social media shout out.
Cam, I want to do a quick shout out to the boys out of Trace Minerals Research.
I've heard of them.
You have, yeah. So I did a little post on social media the other day, and I showed some of the stuff I use of theirs, and I use it. I put it in my EDC bag.
You showed Trace Minerals all over?
Uh-huh. There's a Trace Minerals
all over. She just rocks Trace Minerals.
Yeah.
Do your research.
So they make these little power packs that are basically kind of like... you know, a big boost of vitamin C, some really good hydration and stuff, and some immunity, and it gives you a little endurance because it got some good stuff.
Endurance.
Endurance. So go check them out. You can find them on Amazon. That's the best price I've found, but they're really cool stuff. And I think you
are
guys
those the ones we got a bunch of samples of?
It is, yeah.
There's some really good
they're
ones.
They're fantastic.
I think there's only one that I hated.
Oh, really?
Like,
yeah.
Taste.
See,
it works really good.
I go with just the Orange Blast. That's my favorite, just the classic Orange Blast.
I tried them all.
I tried them all.
Not at once.
A suicide.
But a lot of good, yeah, a lot of good flavors. Yeah. Great flavors.
Yeah, so. Let's go check them out.
It's a mad, mad world.
Super mad out there.
It really is. It really is.
Here, I'll
you want to go?
You've got some good stuff, so.
All right, go ahead.
Mine's kind of good, I guess. So, Bill Gates, since he has a lot of money.
William?
Yes.
William Gates?
He is like, he can, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay.
That's a good start.
That's really good.
Bill Gates, since he has a lot of money. Let me start over. He is like a prophet.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
He can tell what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this article came out one day after our last podcast.
Uh-huh.
It's like, boom, we missed it.
Really?
He said on the 27th of April that he is suspecting, and he has this feeling. I don't know if it was a Windows pop-up or what, but it was like pandemic. He thinks that United States is just going to get devastated, like 30 million plus dead from a flu-like pandemic that we are not prepared for. So, I mean, these guys, you know, even like Steve Jobs and stuff back, they do have a lot of connection with the medical field. Like,
they get insider
Apple
information.
Apple came in a bunch with, you know, the development of 3D animation and stuff to look at, you know, coronary arteries, blah, blah, blah. But Bill Gates, you know, they do. They have these connections and, you know, they're not dumb.
No.
He's got a lot of money because he's not dumb.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of, you know, charities and crap that they try and get rid of their money because they have too much of it. But, you know, obviously a lot of people think stuff like this is going to happen. But I think this is a little more of a legit source that does a lot of
So do you think he's just trying to sell some McAfee subscriptions? There's a virus coming, y'all. You know what I mean?
You guys need to get the Windows update.
Windows Norton.
114L744 that's coming out next week.
Missing DLL.
But, you know, I would agree. I think that, so after this flu season and seeing how many people got the flu after having, you know, their flu shots and how long it went into, like, just barely, just recently have I started to test and get negative flus.
I'm like, oh, really?
Geez, it's May. You know, this is like 8 weeks past when I am usually done with the flu. So,
man.
I think things are, they are. I mean, obviously super bugs and that crap. I would agree. I don't think people are ready for it.
No. And if you want to get ready for it, go listen to our pandemic.
Yes.
Surviving a pandemic.
I mean, how can you really with, you know, you get a,
I don't know,
a mutation and
mutations.
But, we could all be screwed.
Yeah. That's scary, man.
It is kind of scary.
We need to do another episode on that in some way.
I like that kind of stuff.
Pandemic stuff.
It's scary. It's real.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Gates.
Oh, William.
No Windows update is going to fix it.
Yeah, no. That's fantastic. Thanks, Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody kind of knows kind of some of the stuff that's going on over in Hawaii right now. So they're just like,
I watched some videos because that's crazy.
Yeah,
it just seems so.
So
it's
weird.
Like a creature.
Did you see the one I posted on our Facebook? It's like the lava coming down and just taking out that Mustang.
Yeah,
that Ford Mustang.
That's the one.
Yeah,
and it's like sounds like jet engines.
It's
like,
it's insane, dude.
Yeah,
but anyways, that's really bad. We know, and you know, and there is the earthquakes and all that stuff going on.
Man.
It's like Armageddon down there, dude.
Yeah.
But listen to this article I read. So it says, after surviving earthquakes and molten lava, residents of Hawaii's Big Island now have new threats to worry about. Steam-driven explosions, hazardous volcanic smog, and acid rain. Sounds like paradise.
Man, I can't wait to get out there.
Just want to go surfing, man. So the U.S. Geological Survey's Hawaiian Volcano Observatory on Wednesday warned of possible explosive eruptions in the coming weeks that could happen because as lava continues to sink in a lake.
The second time I've been interrupted today.
What's with all these volcanic eruptions? Volcanic eruptions. this could happen because as lava continues to sink in a lake inside the crater, whatever that crater is.
I don't know.
An influx of groundwater could interact with the lava and create steam explosions.
Oh my gosh, man.
Dude, that's insane. These forces would emit
like fiction books.
Yeah. Those forces would emit ballistic projectiles as small as pebbles or weighing up to several tons. The agencies also said ash clouds would rise to greater elevations, dispensing ash over wider areas.
Wow.
Is that not insane?
That's crazy. Just from a volcanic eruption.
Yeah, I just think it's funny, though, that like everybody's like, oh my gosh, a volcano's erupting. It's like, yeah. You live on a volcano, man.
Yeah, I know.
Your
Seriously.
Whole island is a volcano.
No, your island came from a volcano.
You shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. Is there like a Hawaiian name for volcano?
Yeah.
I think it's Hawaii.
Yeah, it's Hawaii.
When I lived in up in like Lacey, Washington and Portland, I always looked at those volcanoes and was like, oh man.
I know, it'd be horrible.
If they go off. And I remember looking at videos, watching them of when Mount St. Helens blew, and I'm just like, geez, man, how devastating that stuff is.
It's yeah, freaky.
I didn't know about steam pressured projectiles.
No. Jeez Louise. Volcanic eruptions.
Ridiculous. Who's throwing rocks? Passive right through you.
He's throwing rocks.
Oh.
That was lava. So anyways, yeah, that's insane, man.
That
the world is,
insane. Is
mad.
And then it's like, I'm going to run away to the other side of the island.
Yeah.
I drove for a half an hour and I'm on the other side. Oh, I'm screwed.
Be on this side of the volcano or do I want to be on this side of the
what
volcano?
What a terrible place to be trapped.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, crap.
It's insane, man.
Let's enjoy it.
Yeah.
Cool, that was a good one.
Good one.
It's a mad freaking world out
so,
there.
So, today's podcast, like we said, we're talking 10 tips for beginning preppers. So if you're out there, you're just starting out maybe, or you've been thinking about prepping for a while, these tips can kind of help get you started, get you, you know, navigating through the crazy world of prepping. When you start, man, it's so overwhelming.
Super overwhelming.
Like, you know, like Cam and I have kind of always been prepping a little bit throughout our lives, but obviously in the last, you know, few years, we've gotten a little more serious about it.
Yeah.
And
my direction of prepping, of like what I need and, you know, being
yeah,
more
it's changed.
It's changed a huge amount. So,
and when you first start, you have like this crazy, like, you feel pressure almost like, oh crap, I got to get this. I got to get this.
You do.
Oh man, I'm going to die. Everybody's going to die. We're all dying. Everybody's going to die.
Exactly.
But you're good.
Yeah. So chill. No, that's our number one tip is go slow.
Yeah. That's number one.
Slow. So we're going to go
take
through
it
this
slow.
List. Super slow.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when you see all that stuff, and I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen like a flood and stuff, and I'm like, I wonder if I have enough water if I had a flood.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or
yeah.
You think about, or you see like shelves being cleaned out, and you're like, man, do I have all the stuff I really need?
And that happens every year. That's the
it
crazy
does,
thing.
And it's
every single year.
Pathetic that you're just kind of like, well,
yeah.
Nope, not happening here. Back to work.
Yeah, it's
so,
sunny and 70 outside. We're
yeah,
good.
Because a lot of times you do get overwhelmed with like, I need to get this, I need to get the water,
yeah.
And then you don't get any of it.
You don't.
You're just like, I'm going to go run a store.
Or it's like, I'm going to spend $7,000 on water. It's like, no.
Yeah.
That's a dumb
exactly.
idea. You know what I mean?
So going slow is focusing on those things because, one, you could just blow a ton of money
yeah.
on stuff that's not going to be useful for you and your
and
family.
And that's the thing about going slow, especially when you first start out, because like, I know when I first started out, I probably would have spent money on stupid crap that I probably
too.
Didn't need.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you get like, oh, this guy on Instagram, he's got like this,
yeah.
you know, this 22 and he's got this 14 knives and, you know, it's stuff that you probably really don't yeah. need when you start, you know?
Exactly.
And so
he's got military MREs.
He got a bunker.
25 of them. I'm going to buy 16 packs of 25.
They're from 1945. They're from World War II, but
I mean,
okay.
Hey. It's going to give you nutrients. I don't even care what it
yeah.
tastes like. Yeah, you're going to hate life.
Yeah.
So yeah, go slow. Make a good plan. I threw in just a few, like some quick little mistakes that I think happen more often when you're just like in a rush, you know, oh,
yeah.
I got to get all this crap. Don't focus on all like the cool concepts right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a sweet bug out bag and I'm going to get a bug out vehicle purchased
yeah.
and set up today. I'm going to contact a company to build me one. You need to focus on the things that are going to keep you alive, keep you comfortable, and, you know, keep you safe.
Exactly.
Those, and getting a list, just like, inventory right off the bat is by far the best advice, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I've got crap spread all over. I'll dig under my bed for like a sock, and I'm like, 72-hour kit, what is this?
Didn't even know I had this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's true. Like, inventory, and then also lists. Like, I have a list on my phone, like a prepping to-do list.
Yeah.
So every time, like, I read an article or I hear a podcast and there's something, I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
You know? Just put it down on the list, and then you feel better about it.
Yeah.
If you have it on a list, okay, it's there. When I have the money, when I have the time,
right,
I'm going to go do it. But right now, and then put it in kind of list order of importance, too. You know what I mean?
And most of us have smartphones.
Yeah.
Most of us.
Most of us.
But, you know, you can just quick pop a list in there and just put a few things. I got to pick this up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to the grocery store, you know, grab a few gallons of water.
Yeah.
Boom.
Exactly.
Done like that.
Yep.
The other thing is, like, stock up on stuff that you will actually probably enjoy and your family will eat,
yeah,
you know, which for my kids, we've talked about it before, probably just boxes and boxes of fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
Maybe it's cereal.
Prepper staple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, don't buy, you know, 16 tons of MREs.
Yeah. Do they make dehydrated fruit snacks?
I don't know. They sound delicious.
Because we got to go into business. If not, I think it's a freaking good business
idea.
Nobody
signed us up. We got to go.
Never mind. I didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
I've seen
four or five companies doing it. Big ones.
Yeah, we got a subscription box of
subscription box.
Survival
snacks.
And then the other freezer dry, delicious for kids.
Yeah.
Overlooking water, the importance of water.
Still
I'm weak in that area.
Still. Yeah.
Because it's hard. I mean,
it's super hard.
Lots of space is taken up. You've got to set up a system that cycles the water and keeps it fresh. It's one of the hardest but most important things to do.
And it's funny because when you first start out, it doesn't seem super important because you're like, the water is going to come out of the tap.
Yeah.
It's there, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start realizing, you know, the power goes out, the grid goes down. That doesn't last.
Right.
You know what I mean? And what if the water supply is contaminated? There's all these different things.
Flint,
Michigan, you know what I mean? So, and it's so important. And when you first start out, you just don't realize it.
No. And you get kind of, you know, proud of your prepping supplies and what you have. And it's like,
oh, you do.
How like somebody that's not a prepper, how turned on are they going to be when you're like, I got 4,500 gallons in my basement.
Ooh.
They're like, you know,
but then if you're like,
I have two AR-15s and people are like, oh, dang.
Oh, dang, you're a prepper.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not the sexy thing.
Doomsday prepper.
Expecting to live off the land and scavenge.
Yeah.
You think you're real good at that? Yeah, we've talked about that before.
No.
A lot of people that know how to do that are going to be doing that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not safe for you if you don't know what you're doing, and scavenging is going to be done over and over and over and over before.
Those are great plan C's or D's or E's.
Yeah.
Plan A needs to be, you have to have that food storage. You have to have that water storage. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like,
it's great for a superfluous plan, but the one, not plan A.
No way.
No way.
Not any day.
Not any day. No way. Plan A.
Another thing is prepping alone. You probably should set up some form of group. We haven't done like a podcast on this.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of people. We weren't specific.
Like, I thought we did a prepper
only
group.
Only a piece, but not like a whole podcast or anything.
Yes, we did. Didn't we?
I don't think it was fully prepper group, though. That was part of another podcast.
Was it really? Man,
I
feel like we did a podcast on that, but I could be wrong.
Developing your prepper group. Maybe you're right, because we talked about the skills individualized.
Yeah, I thought we did, man.
Yeah, probably did.
I'll double check while you talk.
But lone wolfing, it's going to get you not very far if you're not very good. If you're not sweet at surviving outdoors on your own and you don't have a family. You may get away with that, but
you need to have a group.
I mean,
you need to have a group of people, friends, family, whatever it might be, that you're all kind of in the same boat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Good hell,
communications issues.
Episode 9.
Was it awful?
Prepper groups.
God, for some reason, I felt like it's forever ago.
We need to do it again. That was in 2016.
Oh man, we do need to do that one again.
Yeah.
That was a good one and it's important. Communications is another thing, you know, everybody relies on their cell phones and expects that to be, you know, still going or still a way that they can get a hold of others. It's not going to be.
Mm.
No way, Jose. Mm. Look at Puerto Rico, for example.
Yeah.
They lost everything.
Puerto
Rico. That was a good joke, right?
That was really good.
And then not learning, and we'll talk a little more about this, but not learning how to do things before it happens.
Yeah.
You know, your skills, maybe you don't know how to practice that skill correctly.
Yeah, sure.
So you need to learn beforehand and how to do, you know, how do you store water? How do you prepare water? You know, simple stuff like that. But anyway.
Absolutely. So
go slow. Take your time.
Yeah.
Develop a list.
Yeah, that's a really important. That's kind of why we put it at number one.
Because our podcast is pretty smooth and slow.
It really
is. It'll start you out.
Sometimes it's super
slow.
Maybe
you'd not get anywhere either.
Yeah. So tip number two in the beginning prepper tips is essentials first. Start out with the essentials. You know, you don't need... Okay, some people might think that the AR-15 is the essential.
Some people do.
And maybe it is to some people, depending on what your situation is. You know, maybe the bug out vehicle is essential, but for me, it's probably not part of the essential core that you need to start with.
I do not own a semi-automatic rifle.
You don't yet. No.
But
luckily, I own several.
It wasn't my priority.
Yeah. So essentials. And when we start with essentials, we've kind of already gone over some of these, but water. And when you're first starting out, like we said, water can be kind of a daunting thing. It's like, do I need to go buy a bunch of 55-gallon barrels? Do I need to, you know, bury this 400-gallon cistern in my backyard? Exactly. What do I got to do? You know what I mean? It's tough. But there's a really good place to start. Honestly, a lot of people, they don't like to talk about FEMA, but FEMA has some recommendations, and I think it's a really good place just to begin. You know what I mean? It's cheap and it's easy, like your mother. And
your mother.
So the FEMA recommends
done.
FEMA recommends starting with 1 gallon per person per day, right? So that's, I mean, anybody can do that. You can go down to Walmart and grab the 98-cent gallon of water, right? And do that a couple of times in a month, and then you have your 3-day supply of water, and that's what they, you know, 3 days is what you're supposed to have. So if you can go get 1 gallon per day for 3 days for you and your entire family, geez, you're already like, that's a really good start.
It is.
You know,
speaking of, I didn't mention a survey by the FEMA in 2015 this is 2015, found that nearly 60% of American adults have not practiced it.
They have not practiced it speaking. Not practiced it vocabularies.
I don't know how I like jumped the sentence there. Practiced. Have you practiced your skills today?
You've been practicing.
Have not practiced what to do in a disaster by participating in a disaster drill or preparedness exercise at work, school, or home in the past year.
Yeah.
39% of respondents have even developed a plan.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that.
So it's like, man, that's pretty sad.
It is super sad.
That many people are not prepared.
It's so true.
And that's what's going to make things even more complicated is other a-holes and idiots.
That nobody else is going to be ready.
A-holes
but if you're ready,
and idiots. Sounds like a track.
Sounds like a what?
Like a music track.
Oh, a music track.
A-holes and idiots.
Brand new single from Casual Preppers. A-holes and idiots. Download now on iTunes.
That sounds good. I don't even listen to that on the way.
Is that hip-hop? What is that? No, it's country.
It's country redneck backwoods. I don't know.
Backwoods hip-hop is what we call it. and so once you have your 3-day supply of water for you and your family, from there, you can start doing things like getting a Sawyer Mini, you know, getting some sort of a filter, and learning the basics of water purification. I mean, learn how to boil water, damn it. It's easy.
Yeah.
You just got to get it, 212 degrees? I don't know. I can't remember where water boils. Right around there somewhere.
That sounds like the sun. I don't know.
The sun's 212 degrees. Yeah, that's right. You haven't practiced that very much, man. okay, so then the next thing in the essentials is food. And FEMA recommends 3 days of food per person. So
these things are pretty well listed on these websites.
Exactly.
Like
so easy to find.
Red Cross and CDC has just simple pronounce.
Yeah, it's really good to go look at. So food. About 45% of all Americans have 3 days or less of food on hand. 3 days. That's like nothing. Like, I don't even know.
Some Americans, they don't even have an hour worth in their house.
Not one fruit snack in the entire house.
Where's my pop?
Where my pop? Gonna go down to the 7 and get it. So, you know, start with getting some extra of the normal foods that you eat. So this, you know, just kind of builds up your normal supply that you go through all the time. Like you said, don't go buy.
I gotta buy a lot of Lay's potato chips.
Yeah. Just a bunch of barbecue chips. That's all I got.
Got 50 gallons of water and 60 bags of barbecue Lays.
Barbecue Lays. I can get through any disaster.
Throw whatever you got at me. I can give that on through.
Bring on that damn earthquake cane. Yeah. I'll pop me a barbecue chip and I'll keep on
that,
going.
I'll get that one lighter in the back, too.
Give me a can of chew. I'm be all right.
Bargain it.
So, you know, start with that extra food and just build up that supply and start getting some, you know, non-perishables, you know, some canned food and things like that. Like Cam said, don't go buy $500 worth of MREs from the World War II. It just don't do it.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea.
There's some really good survival, you know, like Wise and all those. But you got to look at what's in there.
Survival boxes, man. I mean, get it for a few months.
Yeah.
You know,
that puts you ahead of more than probably 70% of the United States.
90%,
yeah,
dude.
Seriously.
So, yeah, food. That's your second essential. Third essential, I'm going with first aid. You have to, like, have you ever gone to somebody's house and they don't have a Band-Aid, they don't have anything?
My house.
And then you just burn their damn house down because they're idiots. Just walk out. Don't mean it to even have fun.
Try and bandage this.
bandage this.
Oh, man. That's true, though.
It really is.
Simplest little things.
So just get a basic first aid kit for like $15. You can get one at Walmart. Basically, you're going to have to go to Walmart a lot. You're going to have to get a bunch of Lay's chips.
This
first aid. You know.
This podcast is called
This podcast
The Basic Preppers for Walmart Shopping Preppers.
We really should do a podcast. Walmart Prepping.
That would be pretty fun.
It would be
a good
time.
I think we could get good stuff, too.
I absolutely think so, too. So first aid, yeah. Make sure you got a first aid kit. Sanitation.
The Walmart's prepper list.
Yeah. Sanitation is a basic. Obviously, I stress this quite frequently. If you've ever listened, toilet paper.
You're going to like being in a survival group with Kobe.
You are.
Because he won't stink.
You won't.
He brushed his teeth, got the curd out.
Yep. Everything looked good. Everything smelled good. Everything is good.
Wow, you've been turning in a nice place, haven't you? I don't smell anything in here.
You don't smell like feces. What's going on? So, yeah. So, you know, have some extra toilet paper. Get some extra soap. Make sure you have clean water for washing up and whatnot. So sanitation is a big deal. The last one I have on there is shelter. This might sound really stupid. But it's not. It must sound
no,
like
it's
it,
not stupid.
It's not stupid.
Just that last word.
I know. Oh, yeah. Make sure that your home, you know, the place that you live isn't in disrepair. You know what I mean? Because if something goes down, you just put you at more of a disadvantage.
It's true.
You know, you're... What are you laughing at?
Just thinking it's true.
It really is true.
Everybody get out! And freaking trucks and cars in the front of the doorway.
Yeah. Exactly. You got a toilet out on the... Well, that might not be a bad idea.
Who's sparing the cereal? Oh, you know, let's just go.
Yeah. So, don't live in a shithole.
Oh, don't.
Okay? So, that basically is my essentials.
That's number a good
two.
One.
Number two.
That should have been number one.
That should have been number one. Yeah.
So, skills. You got to have those water skills, and they need to be well-developed by the time a catastrophe happens.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I mean... We talk a lot about having, you know, manuals and books and stuff to, so if stuff does go down, you can at least get stuff
there
done.
There might be some downtime. There would probably be a lot of downtime.
But I mean, to learn that has like stuff about water and how to purify, you know what
like
I mean?
Having that
no,
to
those
continue
are good.
To build skills after.
But, which is good, but I'm just saying how much
a little
further.
Procrastinator, yeah. Like, but.
How much further ahead are you going to be if you already know those
oh,
things?
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe instantly you can't read. I don't know. Like me.
I ain't practicing my reading much.
Maybe you're learned, and then you haven't practiced it.
And you're unlearned.
Then you're unlearned. So you got to have books. But yeah, knowing those skills when you get into that situation makes a massive difference. Even like basic fire starting is really, you think you know until you're trying to shoot a video and you go through all of your... ferro rods and even a lighter doesn't work for you and you lose your it can be hard and you need to learn
and then I gotta go put my arm around you and calm you down.
Yeah,
it's gonna be okay.
Yeah,
I won't tell nobody.
We have discovered just which tinder
yeah
is the most effective.
It's true.
And
we know
starts like and that I'm grateful for that because there's a lot of garbage out there.
There's some Tinder that
they're pushed so hard and you see it commonly, and then when you use it, you're like, this is dog crap.
Yeah,
I might as well pee on the fire.
Honestly, dog crap is probably better. Like honestly, I've used Doritos with better success than I have some fire starters.
Those suckers burn.
Yeah, no joke. Doritos are better than some of that crap fire starter you get.
There is some terrible ones. So yeah, really, like simple skills like that that you would think you already know, you don't know, and you need to learn it.
Practice did it all right.
But building shelter, I mean, even hunting, fishing, how to trap, things like that. Knowing those beforehand, I mean, seeing you set up a snare and reading your book and how to do it,
yeah,
you're going to be a little behind.
Exactly.
So, you know, do what you can now to get in some reading at night. You know, I try and read some articles and stuff about different things, you know, different angles, different positions and stuff.
Wait, can I get that website?
Prepper positions.
Prepper positions.
But
101 prepper positions.
these are important things.
Guaranteed to satisfy.
Yeah. And then people that stock up on those, you know, they buy trauma bandages and tons of suturing kits and they haven't even practiced it.
That's me.
So that's, I mean, it's most, but I'm just saying most of those skills, you know, me, like, I don't even know how to, like,
you don't know how to suture no more.
I don't even know how to talk.
Yeah.
But I was trying to sight in my crossbow and it was like, don't tell me to stop or something.
No, it's good. You're good.
And it's just freaking hard. Like,
yeah, it's not easy.
It's super hard to do that stuff. And if you're not used to doing it on a daily, well, not a daily basis, but
I'm sighting my bow in every day.
I'm gonna pound it. Now it's way off. Let me see if I can get it back real quick.
Throw it off a truck down
maybe
the highway.
Disassemble your gun on the way to work.
Yeah. Blindfolded while you're driving.
Sucking on a dry sprinkler pipe, knowing just what amount of pressure you need. That's a good man.
Yeah.
So anyway, developing these skills, and then, like we'd mentioned, having, like I've said, like print out how to suture. You know, if you didn't have the time, you're going to be a little bit further ahead if you at least have something to go off from, because YouTube down.
Oh, damn, the internet's down. What the hell?
Don't worry about that gunshot wound. I got, oh, no. I can't log in.
I'm pretty sure I saved a video on YouTube.
Yeah, so anyway, learn those skills. Learn them now.
That was a
good
one.
Get it, practice it.
Number four, this is a location assessment or know your threat or personal assessment on this one. So this is a great way to figure out what you really need to be prepping and what you really need to be learning, what you really need to be doing as a prepper. So where do you live? Cam, where do you live?
None of your business.
None of your business. You live right down the road. So maybe you live in Florida, right? So are you going to move?
I can see us up on a stage with a mic. Like, it's like a motivational thing. Know yourself.
Get to know yourself really well.
How about you in front?
Do you know
yourself? How well do you know yourself?
When was the last time you knew yourself? What, this kind of seminar?
This is getting awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to learn about guns and
about
stuff.
An hour and a half ago. actually, right now.
I'm going to go to the bathroom right now.
So, you know, you live in Florida. You know that you have to worry about hurricanes or flooding or really hot weather or humid stuff or mosquitoes.
Hot weather.
Lightning strikes and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're in California, you're not too worried about hurricanes, right? You're probably more worried about earthquakes.
Traffic.
Democrats.
You got a lot more threats to deal with over there.
Yeah, you don't want to be living in California. You know, earthquakes, wildfires, those types of things. Movie stars coming out of nowhere.
Oh, crap.
Oh, shit, that's Brad Pitt.
Oh, I got my hat.
I wasn't ready for this.
I'm not ready for a signature. Hold on. Where's an autograph?
Yeah. So there's a lot of things you got to be prepped for.
Glad I was ready for those.
That episode 54. Surviving movie stars.
That was helpful.
Yeah. So wherever you live, we live in Utah. We don't have to worry about pretty much. We need to worry about earthquakes. You know, we need to worry about
famine.
Apparently, famine.
We're in a desert.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I would say drought more than that. and then
jump
maybe
right to famine. Just instantly.
Famine, pestilence, apocalypse. Yeah, so wherever you're at, figure out what the thing is going to happen the most, yeah, especially natural disaster wise in your area, and then those are things you need to focus on first, right? Don't focus on earthquakes in Florida. Focus on hurricanes, because those happen all the time.
Right.
Also, do you live in a city, or no, do you live in a do you live in a city, or do you live in a rural environment? So if you're in a city, you probably need to worry more about riots or things like that, right? Other things.
Policemen.
Policemen. Policemen. There's no policemen in the rural areas.
No, but like martial law is going to be a lot more of a threat in the city first.
Exactly, yes. And then also, you know, terrorist attacks and things like that. Always. Those happen more often in a city. So, but if you're living in a rural area, you know, you need to worry about, you know, what if my car breaks down? I'm out on the way home and it's like 20 miles in the middle of nowhere,
yeah,
right? Or what if I have a medical emergency and I am an hour away from a hospital? You know, there's a lot of different things that could happen. Also, you can do a little personal assessment. You know, how steady is my job? Do I need to be worrying about losing my job? If I do, I probably need to prep for something like that, right? What can I do to get ready if something like that happens?
Yeah.
Do I drive a crap vehicle?
Yeah. Limp my way to work
exactly
every day 20 miles from home?
And so if I'm doing that, I need to be prepared for that thing to happen.
Exactly.
Do I live in a bad part of the town? Do I have a medical issue that I have to worry about all the time? You know, I have diabetes, or I have heart issues, or whatever it might be. Do that personal assessment, do that risk assessment, and then go from there. Start with those things.
Yeah, you're preparing a lot more specific.
Yeah, you prepare specifically to your situation. You don't prepare to Cam's situation. That does
there
you
isn't
no
a 3-month supply kit for all.
Yeah, there is
at Walmart. I looked, it's not there.
I asked the lady, she said no.
You got a 3-month supply kit for family of four. just wondering.
I asked the lady. She said no. Could have been a man. I don't know. Either way, she said no.
She was looking two different directions.
Yeah, two different directions. The mullet.
Apparently, she was watching the door and other people.
That's why they put her up there.
Security guard.
Yeah. The mullet didn't give her away. I could, you know, it's a man or a woman haircut.
It may be mean to talk about a wandering eye, but I have one, so I can make fun of it.
He can say it.
So
there you go. Location assessment. Know your threat.
Yeah. That is a good one. That's a really good one. I like that one.
I'm glad
you have a
it.
Seminar on that one.
We absolutely should.
Number 5 is developing that emergency plan. So like I mentioned above, having 60% of people say they do not, and I think there's a lot of liars.
Yeah, a lot of liars.
There's probably 99%. Including myself, that haven't specifically practiced a plan with my family.
I've developed a plan. We haven't really practiced it a lot, but we have developed it.
Yeah. We've sat down and built our little bags and had the kids put stuff in, which they really like, just to get them involved in like having these bags and why we would have these bags and stuff like that. Like stuff that they would like to take. You know, we may not have our household stuff, like what would you like to play with, and the old toy they throw in there,
and then they
get it out the next day and it's not in there anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we need to develop an emergency plan, or you need to, not me, but developing a plan so that you can have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C, and your family knows how to do that. You know, not everybody's going to be together when disaster strikes.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get together? Where are we going to get together? What is our plan to contact each other? And, you know, where are we going to meet? Are we going to bug in, bug out? What does that even mean?
Some people don't know what that means.
No.
Little kids are stupid.
No, they're dummies.
Yeah.
You might as well leave and bug out yourself.
Bug out.
No, I'm just kidding.
Plan A, bug out without your kids.
And then, you know, an emergency contact list. You know, how your kids, do they know how to use a phone? Like my kids, like that sounds retarded, but they don't. We rely on our cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have them. They're little.
Yeah. Do they know how to call 911 or something?
They probably don't.
Yeah.
And then having like numbers on the fridge, you know, 1, 7, 8.
I like to put 9 on there.
They need to figure it out. No, but phone, like how can they get a hold of grandma and grandpa, and how can, you know, all that stuff. You know, are there senior citizens that you're taking care of? It's time to let them go. You're not going to be able to, they're going to be not an asset.
In a disaster situation, they're
It's not time to cut ties with the senior citizens.
Yep. No.
But you got to plan completely different for that.
And sit them in their rocking chair and say, see you later.
Turn them against the wall.
Yeah.
So they can't see all
just
going
watch
on.
The wall, Grandma.
There might be changes.
Billy Butthole, just watch the wall.
Goodbye, Billy Butthole.
Goodbye, Billy Butthole.
Here's a good shotgun. Wild,
good wild last.
And a can of food. And an MRE.
An MRE.
And there's a jug of water on the floor. See ya. But like Kobe said, those websites that are common, CDC, Red Cross, they all have like checklists and printouts of ways that you can organize a plan with your family. Do it.
Do it.
It's step number five, and I just told you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Emergency plan, it's a big deal. And it's kind of fun, actually, when you do it with your family.
It's, it is. It's really not that hard to get your kids engaged in it. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be
My kids were like, oh, we're going to do this. Oh, we're going to, you know, they're like getting into it, man. So it's a good idea.
Who's going to kill who? And I'm like, no.
No one's killing nobody except
Dad,
for
you
me.
Taking that gun to kill everybody? Why you got a hook in there in the microwave? Listen, son. There's things you need to know.
There's things you'll learn when you get older. So number six, listen, read, and learn. This one is, you know, pretty straightforward and simple. Take advantage of all the free prepper media that's out there. You know, there's websites. There is YouTube. I mean, YouTube is like a black hole of prepper and survival goodness, dude. It's all, I mean, okay, it's not all good. A lot of it is crap, but there's a ton of it. There's movies, there's podcasts, you know, we're not the only prepper podcast out there.
Should be, but we're not.
Yeah, there's plenty of other ones that you can go learn from, so go, I mean, go subscribe to them all. If you have time, just go subscribe, because you will learn, you'll get stuff stuck in your brain, and that knowledge will help you in those situations. So, another thing is read books, you know, fiction and nonfiction, both are really good. Some that I've liked, Survival Theory by Jonathan Hollerman is a great, all around, it's a little in depth, some of it for beginners, but it's got some really good stuff. 1 Second After is a great book to kind of get you in that.
It's great to open prepper. Your eyes about stuff that you're like, I didn't even think about that or.
Yep. The classic, Alas, Babylon. It's a great book. I don't think you've read that. Have you? You should.
I haven't.
It's really good. I actually really liked it. Bushcraft 101, 100 Deadly Skills, SAS Survival Handbook.
It's great ones.
First Aid and Medical Guides. There's a lot of those that you could check out. And, you know, when you're doing these things, you're going to be learning. You'll learn skills. You'll just learn information that's going to be great in those situations. So listen, read, and learn. It's just
There's some great ones. We've tried to throw some here and there. We probably should do a podcast of like media to use, like media for a prepper.
Absolutely,
that's a good one.
We should. So yeah, that's number six.
That's a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Number seven, financial. So you need to invest all your money in prepping. However you can do it. Yes. There's stock out there. PRE, I think.
PRE.
No, I'm just kidding. You need to get your finances squared away. You know, just because the apocalypse is coming doesn't mean you're going to get out of your home loan.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that you're going to get out of that new F-150 you just bought. It's not going to happen. There's going to be loan sharks that are going to come kill you.
Yeah.
So, trust me, there's no way that you, if you think you're hiding from your, you know, loans, no matter what, they will come after you.
What was the quote that I put in the book? Like, if you think that nobody cares about you,
stop paying
your car payment for a few months.
That's exactly what I was. So, being financially, you know, smart and stable, it just puts you that much further ahead. Being like different ways of, you know, having cash on hand and you know, not being tied so much to everything you own, not being owned by the things you own.
Yeah.
You need to be free. You need to know. You need to be super free.
Yeah.
Just go to Oregon.
Well, that's the thing you do, because if you want to be a prepper, there are costs involved, obviously.
Super,
you know what I mean? You can't just
super
do
big. There can be super huge costs.
Yeah. So if you want to do those things, you need to be financially stable. You need to not be in huge debt, you know.
Yeah.
And those things all help when all hell breaks loose and, you know, you have some extra cash on hand and, and you're not worried about. Yeah. So it's really good thing to you know, have a budget and make sure you're living within your means and all that kind of
stuff. And like we always talk about with you know, why we do what we do is for the more common things, you losing your job. So being financially stable as a prepper, you're avoiding the more common things that could realistically happen to put your, you know, put your family in hardship. And, you know, so financial is huge. And the other thing with how was I going to say on the financial is, screw it, I don't remember.
That was a good one. Thanks,
I think
Cameron.
We got all, yeah. You get the point.
Yeah.
Don't be in debt, even if you think that you're going to get out of it with a flood or hurricane.
Yeah.
You're not.
You're not going to. No.
Your life's usually in total disarray anyway, mm-hmm. if you're completely in over your head.
Yeah. So that was a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Number eight. I'm talking important documents here, Cameron. This is a good place for beginning preppers to start figuring out, and I'm not awesome at this. This is one thing that I need to get back to because I started doing this and I just haven't finished out. Gather all the important documents in your life for you and your family. These are things like, you know, your driver's license. Obviously, you should know where your driver's license is, but get your driver's license, your passports, your marriage license, your social security cards, birth certificates, deeds, wills. A list of emergency contacts, medical history, and your emergency plan that we talked about. All of those things. Make copies of every single one of them.
Yeah,
have a
this
copy.
Is huge.
It's a really big deal.
It's saved my butt a couple of times.
Has it?
Yeah. That's one thing. I'm glad my wife actually, you know, we had a little class about stuff like this, and we mm-hmm. do. We have, we've made copies of everything, and I've lost credit cards, and I can immediately call because I have those numbers.
Exactly,
and,
yeah.
You know.
It's a big deal. It helps out in a lot of situations,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And then what you do is obviously get those originals and keep, well, except for your driver's license and stuff, but keep those in either like a fireproof safe or a fire bag because
yeah.
if something goes down and you lose those, it's going to be a bad deal. We actually got a fire bag in one of our battle boxes, the firebox.
Have you used it?
I have.
It freaking makes your arms itch.
Yeah,
like
it's
mother.
Weird. It's a weird
it's that
kind of
fiberglass,
material.
Like, wove. Oh.
Yeah.
It,
but it's worth it. It's worth it, you know, to keep these documents safe. And so once you do that, once you have copies of everything made, also make digital copies, right? So get them in PDFs or JPEGs or whatever they are.
Yeah.
Get them on your computer. Get them onto a flash drive.
They have some really good apps that they're not internet-based apps. Like,
oh,
they,
really?
They keep your pictures in and all the stuff that you store in mm-hmm. The app. So, you know, if you do lose the internet, you're not going to lose access to those things.
That's a good idea. That's another podcast I want to do is apps for preppers.
Yeah,
keep that one in mind. That's mm-hmm. a good one. So get it in an app, get it on a flash drive, get that flash drive in your EDC bag, in your bug out bag, in your get home bag, in your car.
You can buy like a 4-pack on Amazon
yeah.
for like $10.
They're nothing anymore.
Like a gig for that information is
yeah,
way overkill.
It's yeah, you don't even need that much. So yeah, do that. It's such a good idea. You don't know when stuff goes down. You know, you might have to prove that. Oh, these really are my kids. You know what I mean? Or
yeah.
You know,
I got family pictures right here.
Yeah, I got family pictures. I have birth certificates for everybody with both of our
it's
names
true.
On.
You
them.
Never know.
You know what I mean? This yeah. really is my vehicle. I didn't steal it. Here's the, you know, my registration.
Yeah,
whatever
and that
it
stuff
this,
can come down easy.
This is my house.
Broken and
exactly.
Like, no, we own this.
Exactly.
No, we don't.
Yeah, and you know your house, your deed to your house, your will, all those types of things. So just gather those documents and have them.
Yeah, here. Should do a podcast on bank. Loan shark
mm-hmm.
apocalypse.
Exactly.
Where
we
they
should.
Just take over and claim that you're not paying. And
yeah.
Oh, that'd be a nightmare.
It would be a nightmare.
Number nine, EDC. Mentioned this a ton in past podcasts. It's your everyday carry for those of you that are little babies. This is your first
little
time.
Baby preppers.
Little baby.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing that you have most accessible to you, like immediately, either always on you. I mean, that's what it is, or within, you know, distance of, like, it's in your cabinet at work or just right there by you.
Or in your vehicle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just really easy to get to, and it's going to be the first set of tools or gear that you're going to have.
Yeah.
And this is broken down into a lot of different, you know, depending on where you're at and what you're customizing it for, but there's a lot of just basic stuff that is in every one of them. And this is actually the list that I have was kind of the stuff that you pulled together in the I guess it wasn't a podcast, it was with that other guy. Anyway,
okay.
It's just the basic stuff from our other podcasts. Number one is having this. So this EDC kit is what's going to help get you either home or out of a situation, or just make life a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, I mean, that's the number one
tools.
Thing. The number one thing is just to make your everyday life easier.
It really does.
It really does.
Some of the knives and multi-tools I carry, like I use them way more often than I would have ever expected. A knife, having obviously something good to cut with, even slight defense, marking, you know, carving mm-hmm. your name into the tree.
Yeah.
This coming Mother's Day, maybe. Maybe you're
exactly.
out on a trail. Thank goodness you have your knife. Mm-hmm. Carve your name in there.
Mm.
Don't hurt trees. Your cell phone. Everybody's probably carrying one. There's a lot of different useful apps, you know, navigation, learning skills, reading, stuff like that. Yeah,
communication, man. I mean, it's key.
Maybe you can coordinate a riot. I don't know.
You might have to.
You need to have your cell phone. A good watch. You could go all out on this and have compasses and GPS and all that, or just a simple watch to keep track of time and arrive where a group is expecting on the right time.
Exactly.
Flashlight. Good chance you're going to end up dark or crawling in somewhere you don't want to crawl.
Well, I mean, it's like half your life you're in the darkness.
It's true.
You know what I mean? And you need artificial light like all the time. You do. To have something on you like that is a huge help. Yeah.
Go a month without turning your light on, look for socks in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Fire starter. There's multiple ways of doing this. Keychains and you can have just a lighter. Maybe you're a smoker already and you always have a lighter. But having that is huge for, you know, signaling and burning stuff down. I don't know.
Yeah. Riots.
Burning the ends of your shoelaces or something cool. A little more extreme is having a firearm. You have a concealed carry and, you know, that's awesome. And you can get way further, you know, with that.
That's part of your EDC kit. You know, you have protection, you have self-defense. There's so many things that you could use a firearm for that you might have.
And you want to see EDC, go to Instagram and just type in EDC.
You will
see a million kits and all of them are just like, so nicely set out.
Check out EDC Dump. Those are the good ones, like pocket dumps and stuff like
that. Sweet, and then your first aid kit. Mm-hmm. Just a simple little something to get you by.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something you're going to be treating shotgun wound in.
No, but it has like the stuff you use all the time, like ibuprofen, you know, acetaminophen, and Pepto-Bismol, all those types of things that daily or weekly, you know, you might need.
Yep.
That you can have on you.
Band-aid. I always have my backpack, so like I don't carry those pills on me.
Yeah, but
I have a pill dispenser, and I have marked. You know, this is for your stomach. This is for allergies. You know, this is to get high. Mm-hmm. This is to have fun.
This is Viagra.
And this one, and this one's for naughty time.
Naughty time.
Paracord, having either a bracelet or a shirt, paracord shirt,
underwear, socks.
You know. A little paracord goes a long way.
It sure do.
Fishing, building, rescuing, making snowshoes. That's always a big one. It's always a popular one.
This is the one from our wilderness survival episode, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's why it has
That's
so
why it's like hurried
things.
And pulled one in. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember talking about this. But yeah, these kits are going to be huge for you to have, and you'll learn to customize them along the way.
Yeah.
You know, okay, I don't use this very often. Why am I carrying this freaking sword?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
I don't need this bastard.
But I've carried like some big knives and littler ones, and you get the feel of like what's the most useful type of knife for me to carry?
Yeah,
and things like that. So anyway, EDC's huge.
It sure is.
Get on it.
All right, number 10, this is the final one, and we're talking about bags here, and this is the one a lot of people start with, but...
Bags.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily the best place to start, but these are the three bags that, as a beginner, you should start working on. Number one is the EDC bag. We just talked sort of about that. A lot of times people say, I keep all this stuff on me at all times, my EDC. Well, you're an idiot, because I can't keep that much stuff on me.
Right.
I feel stupid for
one thing.
It's like
that cowboy wallet that
comes
up to about mid-torso.
Exactly. Yeah, it has the tassels on the back and the leather straps.
Yeah, my wallet. Just reach over their shoulder and grab them. And some people love that. I mean, they wear cargos every day.
Yeah, I can't do it. I look stupid. I
agree.
Stupid.
Tactical, like you said.
Yeah, it's just too much. So I actually have a bag that I keep in my vehicle at all times. I consider that my EDC. So, you know, it's just important to have those things. That's a bag to start with. That's the one you should start with, I think. Get that EDC bag ready to go. The next one is the Get Home bag. We actually just did an episode on Get Home bags. Was it the last episode? I think it was the last episode.
Yeah, it was.
You know, this one doesn't get talked about quite as much as bug out bags, but it's more important. The more I read and learn about this, get home bags are going to be more important. Basically, this is a bag that gets you back home in any sort of disaster or SHTF situation. So it needs to have, you know, clothing and fire starting gear, a lot of similar stuff that like a bug out bag would have. And then the last thing is the bug out bag. You want to have that, obviously. So yeah. Those are the three bags I would work on. You know, there's like inch bags and there's what are the other kind of bags? There's tons of different bags, like lone wolf bags.
There's a million.
But I'm pretty sure I'll never make one of those bags anyways. Like, I'm never coming home bag. I'm not going to make one.
Yeah.
Lone wolf bag, I'm not going to make it.
I know.
So.
But yeah, there's just a whole ton. And hopefully this list kind of, maybe you were wanting to know, why have I been listening to all these podcasts?
Yeah.
And I've never learned.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah, so if you're starting out and you just want to focus on some areas, focus on those 10 areas, and you're seriously going to be head and shoulders above everybody else in preparedness.
Easy.
Yeah.
So real quick, I want to talk about survival boxes. They are the only subscription box packed with all of the essential survival supplies that you need to prep for surviving disasters, emergencies, or your next outdoor adventure. There are many different boxes to choose from, so you can order the survival food, water, and gear required for your survival plan. Sign up today to get your survival boxes delivered to your doorstep every month. How easy is that?
It's super easy.
No contracts. You can cancel anytime you want. And then if you use promo code, Casual Preppers, you get 10% off your first box on any subscription or store order at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we have some survival boxes we're going to review now.
We always get a big question about, you guys getting subscription boxes. That's how everybody, you guys. Which ones, you know, do you like? And which ones, this is one. Listen up.
Yeah, this is a good
one. These are great ones.
Right. So what box are you going to start with over there, Cameron?
The Bravo.
Perfect. Price, $36.99 plus shipping, $71.01 value. Whoa. How the crap they do that. So this one has some great freeze-dried 25-year shelf life food. So
cool. I haven't seen this brand.
So I don't have the exact ones on here, so you'll have to just kind of Backpacker's Pantry. Yeah, I've tried those.
Yeah, I haven't tried them. This is Jamaican-style jerk rice and beans with chicken.
Jerk rice.
Dang. Then you get some Louisiana red beans.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get some mocha mousse pie.
Ooh. I love it when they send the desserts.
Hot apple cobbler. I do too, because I don't have very much of that.
No, me neither.
Noodles and chicken. And then you've got savory stroganoff.
Mm.
And then, you know, I always make fun of the emergency rations, but throwing these in a vehicle, you know, you'll be
so
glad
good.
You did.
You're going to be really glad
they
did.
They may taste like crap, but they will keep you alive. And then they always throw in the
seeds.
Yep, the seeds.
Which one was that? Cantaloupe. Yeah, so, I mean, guys, for that, that's $71 of survival food that you get for $37.
And you didn't have to put any time or thinking into it.
Yeah.
You just put in our promo code and you get going.
Exactly. You put that on your shelf and you feel like a new man or woman. All right, so what's the next one we're going to go with?
Yeah, let's go with the gear one.
Gear only. This is a $30 value or price, $52 value.
So maybe you're set on food.
So the first thing is the Ollie Camp cooking / mess kit, and it is a $21.99 value. Always nice to have a mess kit around. Every time you go camping, you're going to use it.
Yeah, and these are better quality than...
Yeah.
I got a Coleman one and aluminum.
So stupid.
Put it on a log and almost burned right through it.
Yeah, don't get the cheap Coleman ones on Amazon.
Yeah, you're going to hate life. These are a lot thicker.
Yeah. The next thing is the Schrade folding knife. Folder knife, actually, is what they say.
Schrade?
So, yeah, it's a nice little EDC knife, like we talked about EDC.
That one is nice. Yeah, it's slim, too.
Yeah, $12.63 value. Very cool.
Perfect knife.
Next thing I'm kind of excited about is a potty pack. It's called a shit kit. Field hygiene and sanitation. It's a $2.50 value.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's you're out in the wilderness, or this is perfect for an EDC or a bug out bag.
Oh, this is a get home bag for sure.
Or a get home bag.
Be crapping your pants the whole time.
Exactly. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Next thing is the Mossy Oak headlamp. It's a $15.20 value. Headlamps are always a popular item.
So much more convenient.
You got to have a headlamp or two at least. And the last thing is the survival knowledge card. Like always, they send you a knowledge card. Which one's this talking about?
This one is cooking on the trail.
Cooking on a trail. So that's
all
the gear.
Ways.
Gear. I can't believe you get that for $30, man.
I don't know how they do it.
$30, and if you use our code, you're getting
most companies 10% off this for $30.
Hey, you just get a bunch of shavings.
This will burn and stuff.
Yeah, we'll burn. So anyways, that's the gear only box. And we got one more from him. Is it the Alpha? I think we got the Alpha. Yeah,
and this is the one that's probably most common.
Yeah, this is the most common one and probably the one that I would suggest for everybody
too.
Because you get a mix.
If you're really wanting to get a feel for like, I want to do a subscription box.
Yeah.
This is
so you get, what food did they send in this
same
one?
Same thing, you get the card in there.
Yeah.
Backpacker's Pantry, you got the Jamaican Jerk, and then you got the... Louisiana red beans.
Mm-hmm.
You get the same charade knife.
Yep.
You get the mess kit. And then you get
the shit kit.
Uh-huh. And then you get your seeds. And then you also get...
the survival water pouches.
Survival water in here. So they use every bit of space that they can in this box.
I don't know how they get it all in
and
there.
And every stinking piece of it is useful, honestly.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Either for separate bags or anything.
Yeah.
So, there you have it.
There you have
it. Alpha Box gives you a little taste of both.
Yep. So go check out Survival Boxes, guys. Use our code CASUALPREPPERS, especially if you want to help support us. This is a great way to keep us doing what we're doing, guys. We can't do it without our partners at Tac Pack or Survival Boxes.
Yes.
So, man.
That is it.
I was excited because
I got a quick and dirty
we haven't had a survival. It feels like it's been a while since we have a survival box, so I'm excited.
Kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always
excited. Time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Yeah, so if you're a man, you've probably experienced reflux, ulcers, gastritis.
Yeah.
These will be the same in a survival situation.
Yeah,
you will continue to have these problems.
They're not going away.
Yeah, so... you've probably been told a million times and you know the things that cause these. So I get a lot of people that come into the clinic terrified. They're like, I got an ulcer. I've had them before. Most of the time they're not urgent, you know.
Yeah.
Or I shouldn't say urgent, but they're not emergencies.
What are they doing at the urgent care?
Yeah, exactly. Urgent care is not a bad place for them, but this is a common thing also for chest pain. You know, this is the ERs, like we've got to rule out the stomach because that's probably what it is. Common causes to inflame the lining of your stomach: alcohol, caffeine use, poor dietary habits, aspirin, ibuprofen. So if you look at that, high caffeine, poor dietary, that's every man on earth.
Exactly, seriously.
And then, yeah, alcohol just fuels that. So pretty common to have, pretty easy to have, and it's super freaking uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not have your Pepto or your Maalox or Tums or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good things to use. So just real quick on differentiating those between chest pain. Obviously, if you think it's chest pain, go to the ER. But most of the time, the stomach pains with ulcers and gastritis, they come at like random times, usually after you eat, or maybe, you know, slightly before. They feel like a hunger pain. They may move up into your, you know, you feel it through your chest. They should improve a bit with an acid reducer. Sometimes they don't, but most of the time, chest pain, cardiac in origin, is, you know, exertional. You know, you increase your heart activity and it starts to feel pressure pain, or you have those other symptoms, jaw, shoulder, you feel winded, swelling in your legs. Those are kind of ways to tell this has got to be my stomach. But if you feel like it, you know, obviously this is in the emergency situation, survival situation. If you feel like it's your chest, go to the ER. So ulcers bleed. If you cough up or throwing up coffee grounds, you have a pretty bad bleeding ulcer. Your stool looks black. But yeah, most of the time these aren't managed if it's perforated and you've, you know, burned through a hole into your abdominal cavity, you have this massively horrible pain and blood pressure's dropped. I mean, you're super sick.
Yeah.
These other things can be controlled with just reducing the acid. So I wanted to just add in a few. So things to avoid: acidic fruit, fatty foods, coffee, certain teas, tomatoes, you know, really, you know, don't be eating lasagna and pizza all the time.
Yeah.
Onions, peppermint, chocolate, alcohol, and spicy foods. Those are all common things to trigger, you know, more acid production and irritation of your stomach. And then after you eat, it's best to not lay down completely flat for about 3 hours if you're having those issues, to help the acid not to travel up your esophagus. Chewing gum, you would think, would trigger more acid production, but it's the opposite. It produces more saliva that acts as a buffer. So chewing gum is super important. And it's also one of those morale boosters.
It really is.
Get some gum in there. Get a gum in your kit. These are some natural home remedies that may or may not work, but have some studies behind them. One is organic apple cider vinegar.
You basically use that for anything these
days. Yeah, seriously, that stuff's valuable.
So have some of that.
And you can look up how to do that. You just mix it in, drink of water. That's got to taste horrible.
It does.
Have you done it?
My wife just shoots that stuff, man. Well, that's
cleansing your body and stuff. So, aloe vera juice. I mean, is there anything on earth that aloe vera won't treat?
I don't think so.
It's like the fountain. It's like the plant of youth.
I know, man. I got to get me some aloe vera.
So you can actually drink some juice. Baking soda. You know, the most obvious way to just quickly reduce acid is just drink some powdered nastiness.
Yeah.
Glutamine, an amino acid, it has anti-inflammatory effects. It does help. It's found in milk and eggs. So eat
some milk and eggs.
Kobe, your stomach should be pretty good right now. He's eating eggs like crazy.
I am.
And then surprisingly, melatonin has very small benefits in studies, but, you know, help you sleep, and it could help your acid reflux at night. So those are some real basic things to help acid reflux and gastritis, inflammation of stomach, because you will probably experience it at some point.
Write that down, y'all. Write it down.
You want to listen to it again, just rewind.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. That's our podcast today. We appreciate you guys listening and subscribing and telling all your buddies and friends and family about us. Anything else, Cameron,
before we go? I don't have anything else. Thank you.
All right. We will see you later, kids.